Welcome to the Fabric Podcast. These messages are intended to spark your own reflections and conversations all week and beyond. That's why you can find it anytime along with other resources and ways to keep the conversation going at fabricmpls.com/scraps.
Well, good morning and again. So what if I was to tell you that being part of Fabric is the most important thing in your life? Presumptuous. Being part of Fabric is the most important part of your life. Now, those of you who are visiting here, I mean, this question doesn't really apply to you because you're just visiting, and that's cool. But I guess the equivalent question for you is, where or with whom are you weaving the parts of life that we are celebrating today together? Those people, that place, that is the most important part of your life. Now, I say this, that being part of Fabric is the most important part of your life, not because I want to, you know, grab all of you and make you always be working here, giving and all that kind of stuff. It's not because we're the greatest organization in the world. It has nothing to do with any of that stuff. The reason I say that is because what we are doing here as community, dealing with the stuff that really matters in life in this three-stranded way that you've already been hearing some stuff about today, this where we dig into our true self and we embrace others and then we weave God into that, we weave that which is beyond us, that stuff is the center. That is the core of the life that I believe really matters to us. And it is that which creates the context. It creates the context for all the other important and essential things that are going on in your life. Now, that is the context, that's the soil, that's the fabric that Carter needs in order to grow up as a whole person who's connected to the world and to all things. And it's the same for each one of us. So 13 years ago, this summer, about 20 to 30 of us, we had this crazy vision. We said, we want to be that kind of people. We want to be that kind of church that does that. And so we started this thing. And we didn't do it because South Minneapolis needed another church. We did it because we wanted to be church in a different way than we could find. And so we started doing this, and we worked our butts off to make it happen, and we had no idea if it would pull off or not. All right? And during that time of incredible uncertainty and so much work, there was one phrase that kept popping up spontaneously, and it was this. People just kept saying, we get to do this. We get to do this. Now, we weren't saying it wasn't a pep talk. It wasn't like a mantra we did to drive ourselves. That was what people felt. They said, we're actually, for a lot of us, the first times in our lives, putting all of our efforts into what we thought was the foundational piece that we needed in place so that the rest of our lives made sense. All right? And sure, it was a lot of work. Sure, we didn't know if it was going to add up to anything. Sure, we didn't know what was going to be like in a month or in a half a year or in a year or let alone 13 years now like it is now. But we knew, we were confident that we were acting on the thing that was life for us. And that is what made it a get to. It made it a privilege for us. Now, there was a turning point in Jesus' life, in his career. In fact, kids, if you have a kid's Sunday paper, you've got a picture that you can draw that kind of pictures this scene. But anyway, Jesus started out and everything was like going pretty nicely. He was back in the hinterland, out in the boondocks, talking to people that, the ruling powers really didn't care much about. And so he didn't really get much resistance at all. He was just doing fine. But gradually, the crowds around him were getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and he got on the radar of the Jewish religious leaders and the Roman political leaders, and they weren't real happy with him. And so people were leaving by droves his movement, including like his key followers. And so he finally hunkered down with his most inner circle, the 12 disciples, and he asked them, so what about you guys? Do you want to leave too? And Peter, I don't know if you have a good sense of what Peter's character is like, from reading if you've read his stories in the Gospels and so on, but Peter was a guy who never got it right. But he had this heart of gold. He was so keyed into what Jesus was really all about that he would always like bumble out the right thing sooner or later at least. And that's what he did this time. He said, well, Jesus, where would we go? What would we do? Being with you, we've discovered what life is really all about. You think we're going to go back to fishing? No. Here's what it was all about. Jesus wasn't hurting people who couldn't get away from him. He wasn't hurting people who couldn't get away with him. He was leading people who couldn't get enough of him. That's what this get to stuff is all about. Now, coming together to make fabric be is a lot of work. Sunday mornings, which is the main thing that we do collectively, we do all together, are a lot of work. I mean, I don't know if you've ever been in this room before it turned into fabric on a Sunday morning. It looks a little different than this. And so we got all the setup people, and then we've got teardown people. Then we've got the kids areas. What are they now? The Nest, Thimbletown, Spinners, Weavers, and the Frayed. Did I get them? All right. Yeah, we got all those areas that need to get set up. And then there is the band, and there is tech, and there is the cafe. That's here for coffee. Wouldn't be the same without you, which our brewers are broken and getting fixed right now. They're for, Caribou Coffee right now. Slumming with Caribou Coffee, but there's media. Then we have speakers, co-presenters that do a lot. There's people that help us, you know, develop ideas and think about what we want to deal with on Sunday mornings. We got Sunday paper passer outers. We got people who do the welcome. I mean, the list can go on and on and on. There's a lot of stuff that happens. But the most important stuff, and the real leaving out of being fabric, which it doesn't happen here at all, or it doesn't happen at the Falls when we're going to be there for the 3 weeks starting June 30th. It doesn't happen there either. The real part of fabric where we have the most impact and it's the hardest to do is what happens when you guys take what you are discovering as a part of this community and you try to figure out what it means in your life and you try to live it. That's the hardest thing. And that is the real get to that you get to do. Now, where else would you go? What else would you do? Now that you have a bigger sense of what life is about and that keeps bubbling open for you more and more and more. I can't answer that question for you, whether that's how you see it or feel it or not. You probably know how I feel. This is where I belong. This is where life is for me. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you to all of you for being fabric with me. Thank you for your hard work and for your heart, your time, your effort, your finances, your imagination. Thank you for the care and the hard thinking and the love that you put into us so that we can make this fabric be a reflection of the fabric. That is what it's about for us. So this all happens, all this stuff happens because, right? It happens because you do what you do and you are who you are. And that word because is a really big word because that because keeps rippling on down to more and more people as it passes through our lives and it impacts things, it changes lives. So that word because is a big word. And Heidi has a story to share with us. So would you read this now? Get the kids out.
Story time. Yeah.
It's story time.
All right. I would like to invite the small people, and maybe if they need a grown-up, that's great, to come sit down on these steps here, and we're going to read a story together. You want to come sit down? Find a space. You big kids, too. You're never too old for stories, right? All right. When my kids were little, one of the things we did sort of to get ready for story time is we sort of took a big breath. So take a big breath with me and let it out. And that's a good way to sort of relax and quiet our bodies and our ears so that we're ready to listen. Also, we have a treat because it's up on the screen too. So you guys get to watch too. And this book is called Because. Because this is how it happened. Because a man named Ludwig made beautiful music, a man named Franz was inspired to create his own. because many years later, people wanted to hear Franz's beautiful music. They formed an orchestra. Because a man practiced since he was a little kid, he was asked to join. Because a woman studied night and day, she too was asked to play. Because many others loved and practiced their instruments, there were enough musicians. Because someone created a poster about Franz's music, tickets were sold. Because the train conductor stopped the train at the Grand Concert Hall, the orchestra conductor arrived. Because the orchestra librarian had copies of the score, just passing them out, the orchestra rehearsed. Because workers checked the lights and the seats and swept the floors, the grand hall was ready. Because the time had come, the ushers opened the door. Because someone's uncle caught a cold. Someone's aunt had an extra ticket for someone special. Because the usher helped the aunt and her special guest, they found their seats. Because everyone was there to hear beautiful music, it was quiet. I wonder if they're ready to play. I wonder if this is what music looks like. In row C, seat 14, sat the girl with the uncle's ticket. And she heard the beautiful music written by the man named Franz. And it changed her. The girl was changed. I wonder what this could be. From that moment on, the girl learned everything she could about music because it fed her. Soon she started to write music too, because like Franz, the young woman had something to share. Over time, the woman became very good because she worked very hard. One night, her music was discovered because she was also very lucky. Then she was invited to perform her music at the Grand Concert Hall because so many people wanted to hear it. Her composition was dedicated to the uncle in row C, seat 14, because it was his ticket that had brought her here. World premiere, Symphony Number 1, The Cold. And that night, someone else was changed. Now I want you to think about two things. I want you to think about who might be like this uncle or this aunt. And is your because someone loved you or was kind to you or helped you through a hard time or did something special for you? You were changed. You had something that changed inside. And then the second thing I want you to think about is how are you going to be a because? This girl began to write music, but what are you going to do? How are you going to share that something special with someone else? So I want you to think about that, and maybe you can color it on your Sunday paper. Thanks for coming up. You can go back and sit. Okay.
Thank you, Hattie. So, you know, that chain of becauses that move between us is often long and often invisible, and it takes a wise, far-seeing eye to be able to you know, connect those dots and to see the thread that is running through the lives and actions and events of many people. But that thread is there. In fact, that thread is here. Now, your presence here is a because for someone else that you may or may not get credit for, and you may or may not even know it ever had any impact on their life. And I hope, I trust that others here, their becauses have flowed into your lives in a way that has made that difference for you. And all those things that we do, all those becauses that we do that have that impact on other people, those are our get-tos. Those are the opportunities that we have to make that difference in other people's lives. And the get-tos in this world are myriad. I mean, for as many people in many situations, there are more get-tos. But there are four get-tos I want to talk about very briefly today that I think kind of bind us all together and are real cornerstones of what it means for us to be Fabric, right? And the first is this. You get to be, and these are on your Sunday paper, by the way, if you want to fill out that outline on the back. You get to be who you are. You get to be who you are. How many places are there in the world where you really get to be who you are? We're not perfect about this. I realize that. But as we bring our better selves to this community, we start making more and more space and better space for other people to be their real selves when they show up, right? Vulnerable, messy, unsure, hurting, learning, as well as compassionate, powerful, wise, and compassionate. Here on Sunday mornings when you come, you do not need to pretend you did not have a fight in the car on the way, all right? It's okay. It happens. It happens to too many of us, right? The reason I never have a fight in the car on the way is that I usually ride my bike and I come by myself. But you don't have to agree with everything that is said here either, right? This isn't about all of us getting on the same page about everything. It's about us saying that we are all going to take on the same conversation. We're going to own it for ourselves. And you don't have to put a smile on your face. You don't have to dress a certain way. You don't have to be that certain person. You can be who you are. Just show up. Here in groups, too, bring your whole self. And make sure those practices that we put into groups are spoken about on a weekly basis to make sure that that group doesn't just become a bunch of people getting together to do some nice stuff, but it becomes a safe place where other people can truly show up with their full selves. And all that together arms us so that we can maybe bring our real selves to other parts of the life of our lives as well. That's important. Okay, so you get to be who you are. You also get to be cared for and supported by others. You get to be cared for and supported by others. I mean, who doesn't need that? There are friends and there are family. And then there are those people who understand that life is a journey and there's only one way to live it. And that is together. Now, sometimes that can be friends, and sometimes that's family, but it often isn't. So here with Fabric, I hope you have friends here. You may come here with some of your family. That's great, too. But our bottom line, what we're trying to do is making sure that you are supported by other people who are going on this journey with you, and they are going to do that no matter what. That's the essential piece of it. Groups are our main tool for creating that kind of space for one another, and we're celebrating at Wobbin Park this Wednesday. So, you know, there's other tools, there's other ways that it happens, but that's really is an effective tool for us. So join us on Wednesday. Be a part of that celebration we're doing. If you're not part of a group or you're just like even not even sure how this works in your life, join us then and let's talk. This is a time for us to figure some of that stuff out together. Okay, so you don't only get to be who you are and to be cared for and supported by other people, but you also get to care for and support other people, all right? This is one of the surprisingly delightful parts of life. When you are cared for by someone else, it's really nice. And it's kind of helps you be full. But when you actually get to care for other people, it's fulfilling. And that is different. That's important. And the reason is that you are created to make a contribution. You were made not to be a bucket that just gets full, that gets filled up, but you are made to be a pipe that the things of life run through, and that is fulfilling. Being cared for and then returning that care to another person completes a circle. It's what keeps our relationships whole and healthy. All right, so you get to be who you are. You get to be supported and cared for by other people. You get to care for and support other people. And the last thing is this. You get to be part of something that is bigger than anything you could ever imagine. You get to be part of something that is bigger than anything you could imagine. You know how it goes. Life gets small, life gets shallow, life gets short-term, all too easy. I'm not sure exactly why. Do we just get worn down? Is a grind take its toll on us? Do we lose our dreams? Do we lose that vision? Do we just get too busy to be keeping all this other stuff on our radar and part of our life? I don't know. What I do know is that that is not good. It turns us into people that that are too small and that are too closed and too turned in on themselves in a world that needs people that are bigger, that are wide open, and that are generous in spirit and generous in their hopes, and they are brave. And being part of something that is bigger than you is a way that that can happen. It pulls out that side of yourself. Now, we can't promise to always be digging into the conversation that makes you bigger, the one that you're needing to have right now. But what we can promise is that we will not waste your time with something that doesn't matter. And we can also promise that we are going to be doing it from that three-stranded perspective that is bigger than us, that no matter what your conversation is that you need to have, you're going to find that what we're talking about ties into it someplace. And that's where you'll be leading. And it isn't because we're so good at this. It's because when we start talking about things from that perspective, which is a perspective you don't find many places in the world, you're going to find that you get pulled there. We all get pulled there together. It is what makes us and gives the energy and the power to what we are doing, that three-stranded stuff. And then I guess there is one other thing then that you get to do that follows from that, and you get to grow. You get to grow. It's not a given. It is a privilege. So you've heard this little bit of wisdom from the Bible many times here, if you've been around here for long. But I'm going to repeat it again because it's one of the things that has proven to be so true for me, for my experience in the world, my three-stranded experience in the world, and for my experience with you folks right here. And that's this. It says, in the letter to the Ephesians, it says, the power of God within us can accomplish far more than all we can ask or imagine. Let me say it again. The power of God at work within us can accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine. Now, I can imagine and I can ask for a lot. And I'd be willing to bet that all of you can as well. But to know that we get to be a part of something, that it can be about something that is even more than we could imagine, that's a get to. So thank you. Thank you for being Fabric with me. If it feels like I have to sometimes, take a breath, step back, find the life in it again. All right, help us keep Fabric being about the get-to that it was created to be about in the first place, because there is a whole long stream of becauses that are waiting to happen for you and through you. So may it be so.
Thanks for listening. We hope you take this conversation and keep it going. If we are adding value to your life, we appreciate your support of this work so we can engage more people in these conversations that matter for their real lives too. You can do that at fabricmpls.com/give. We'd also love to have you join us any Sunday morning at 10:30 at Field Community School in Minneapolis. That's at 4645 4th Avenue South. There are opportunities for kids of all ages to connect too. Learn more by searching Fabric Minneapolis.